Hello, everybody. I hope you're all having a wonderful last day of vacation, or will it be the last day, or will we get an extra day tomorrow, which it definitely looks like it will. Either way, today will be the last of our official daily Divrei Torah. Tomorrow, perhaps we'll have something else going on, but for now, we'll end with the last Dvar Torah. What I want to tell you is something that I heard yesterday, a story that the Rav of the Shul, Rabbi Marcus, told. The earlier week, he was in Eretz Yisrael, and he went with a group of other Rabbanim to visit Rabbi Elio. got his first name, but his father, Rav Mordechai Elio, was the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, of Israel, and they were visiting, you know, Rabbi Shmuel Elio, who is the chief rabbi of Tzfas. And Rabbi Marcus asked him if he can tell him a story about his father. Now, not any story, but a story with regards to the Baba Sali. Baba Sali was the great Mekubal, Sfaradi Mekubal, who was known for amazing miracles. And Rabbi Mordechai Elio, this other Elio, Rabbi Elio's father, was very close to the Baba Sali. And he asked him if he has any personal stories that his father told him about the Baba Sali, that he can therefore, because it's being told directly, that it will be a totally verified story. And he told him the following, that in 1970, the PLO, led by Yasser Arafat, and they hijacked three airplanes, and they flew them to Jordan. On the airplane was many, many Jews. The Palestinians separated the Jews, and they released pretty quickly the non-Jews on the plane, but kept the Jewish passengers hostage in Jordan. On the plane was one of the major Rosh Yeshivas of America, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Berlin, Rabbi Yitzchak Huttner. He was on the plane. Also on the plane was two Rabbanim from the Syrian community, Rabbi Rafa'ul, and some representatives of the Syrian community flew to Israel and went to the Baba Sali and asked him if he can daven on behalf of Rabbi Rafa'ul. And Baba Sali got very upset at them and threw him out of the house. And these representatives were very taken aback. What were they going to do? So they went to visit Rabbi Mordechai Elio, who was, again, very close to the Baba Sali. And they said to Rabbi Elio the story, and they asked, what can we do? We don't know why the Baba Sali rejected our pleas for him to daven on behalf of our Rav. And Rabbi Mordechai Elio said to them, what did you actually ask the Baba Sali? And he said, well, we asked that, and we told him about the hijacking, and we asked that he daven for Rabbi Rafa'ul, that he should be released. So Rabbi Mordechai Elio told these representatives, well, that was your mistake. Why did you daven just for one person? You should have asked him to daven for all the passengers that were hijacked. So they took the Musar, they went back to Baba Sali, and they asked correctly the Baba Sali to plead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have all the hostages released. Baba Sali then heard their plea. He said, he thought for a while and said they will be released before Rosh Hashanah. Kachava, that's how it was. And actually, the day before Rosh Hashanah, they were released. And they had a rush to get ready for Rosh Hashanah, but they all returned home safely. It was said that the Baba Sali actually fasted every day from the time he was asked until they're released. So what you see from there, again, is this idea of achdus, the idea of not caring about only yourself, not caring just about your Rebbe or your Rav or your friends or your parents or your family, but whenever we daven for everybody. In fact, that is why all the davenings that we do are all Lashon Rabbim, right? All the tefillos are Rifa'enu and Baruch Aleinu and Revion Yenu, Slach Lanu, it's all plural in order to drive home the lesson, even Tfilas HaDerech, which I'm sure some of you will be saying. Hopefully you'll all return back safely. Be'ezrat Hashem, the secret word for today is going to be the word snow. The word snow. That is the word for today. Now, I want you to take, we have now a total of 8 words, if I'm counting correctly. I want you to put them all in ChatGPT or any other AI, Gemini, Copilot, whichever one you prefer. Ask it to create, to give you a Devar Torah utilizing all of these words. I tried it out, actually. It did a pretty good job. And that Devar Torah will be something that we will be posting on a forum that I will send out shortly to post your Devar Torah. Copy and paste it. We'll read it first, try to understand it, see if it makes any sense. Does not make any sense to you, ask it for a different one until you get one that you can understand and post it on the forum I'll send out. And that will be a way to tie in all the words into a Devar Torah, and we'll see how ChatGPT or any other AI does in their Devar Torah. Have a great, wonderful day, and enjoy the snow, and Mitzvah Hashem, you'll all get back safely to where you belong. All right, I'm sure you're all stuck somewhere, but Bez Hashem, you'll come back eventually, quickly. Have a great day.